Gyno-oncologist at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital, Dr. Damaris Batiste, says early screening is one of the most powerful tools to prevent or catch cancer early when treatment is most effective. Speaking to NBC News, Dr. Batiste, who is also a consultant obstetrician gynecologist, OBGYN, says as it relates to cervical cancer, the majority of women present with stage 3 or stage 4, and at this late stage, treatment is not yet available on island and is usually very costly. She emphasizes the importance of frequent regular screening, since early detection not only improves survival rates, but also reduces the cost and complexity of treatment.
But most individuals can't afford the treatment. They can't afford to go abroad, and therefore the repercussions is that they suffer so intensely. The pelvic pain is immense. Most persons have to stop working. The quality of life rapidly decreases, and the cancer starts spreading to your ureters. It interferes with your kidney, your bladder, and spread to your colon. And I guess I'm painting the picture for you. So that's what you want to try to avoid, if only individuals will just recognize the importance of screening. It's a pap test. It's a cervical swab for the HPV DNA testing, or a vaginal swab, and all you need to do is, you know, just present yourself to a health center, a physician you're comfortable with, and it takes literally seconds to take the actual specimen.
Dr. Batiste also notes that prostate and colorectal cancers are major concerns for men, and that screenings are just as important for them. She urges men to break the cycle of not doing checkups and screenings.
So for males, I also recognize there's this culture of I'm afraid of the doctor, or I don't want nobody to touch me up. It's time to break that cycle. You really do need to look after your health. Your children, your spouse, your families depend on you to do that. So it may not necessarily be about the cancers, you know, the prostate or the colorectal cancer, but it's just the lifestyle diseases. Ensuring that you at least do your yearly checkup. Keep an eye on your cholesterol. Keep an eye on your blood pressure. Do your diabetes screening. And even if our males are hesitant to come to the doctor, I'm encouraging their spouses to encourage them, accompany them, but really do encourage, because our nation depends on both female and male.
Dr. Batiste notes that one of the challenges for many women is simply knowing their bodies and recognizing changes that might indicate a problem, adding that this knowledge of oneself empowers women to seek help early. She further adds that it's important for persons to know where they can get the various tests and screenings done.
It's very important that you know your body. Understand, first of all, what is normal, so that when something feels abnormal, you don't sit down and wait it out. Too often we have a culture of sitting and waiting it out. I'll see what happens. It's very important for any female to understand what is normal menses. I really would like us to put ourselves in a position to understand what is normal, so that when we encounter abnormal, we easily detect it. Even when it comes to our breasts, learn to know what your breasts feel. The same goes for any gynecological issues. So I am encouraging our ladies, get involved in scheduling your screenings. Get involved in knowing where to go, learn about the healthcare system in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Sometimes it just takes a couple minutes to ask the question, where can I get this, where can I get this? Put yourself in that position to learn.
Consultant OBGYN and gynae oncologist at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital, Dr. Damaris Batiste. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.